This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The film White Noise was released on Netflix in September of last year. It's about a train crashing, exploding, and burning toxic chemicals off into the atmosphere, creating a major health hazard for miles around. Reflecting what just happened a few weeks ago in Ohio, White Noise was even filmed in the same area, just a few miles from Ground Zero in East Palestine. Some people will call this a coincidence, but these days, believing in coincidence can cost you your life. And there is more. Just 3 months before the train wreck, the city of East Palestine began adopting the MyID digital bracelet system into their local emergency services. Being touted as the ultimate ID system, MyID is a digital ID company dealing primarily with digital ID bracelets for the medical industry. Bracelets designed to make it easier for first responders to access your medical profile in the event of an unexpected emergency. And just a week before the crash, they began handing these bracelets out to all the residents of East Palestine. Also, 2 weeks before the crash, the CDC updated their page on vinyl chloride, removing their section on how it affects children and raising the safe exposure threshold. Neil Donald Walsh wrote, "There are no coincidences in the universe, only convergences of will, intent, and experience." Not only does the Ohio train crash appear to be a deliberate attack, it appears to potentially be a very deadly attack. 3 days after the train wreck, authorities called for a controlled release burn. Controlled in that they would initiate the spark that will burn all the chemicals and cargo together in a massive chemical fire, potentially putting millions of people's lives at risk. The vinyl chloride spill at Camp Lejeune was small in comparison to what happened this month in Ohio, but it still poisoned over a million people, and it took decades for the effects to materialize. A new federal lawsuit against Norfolk Southern alleges that 1.1 million pounds of vinyl chloride was spilled into the local environment. The vinyl chloride metabolite chloroethylene oxide attacks human DNA and can take years to start showing up as cancers and other disease. There is arguably no safe dose for exposure. Leading expert in the study of vinyl chloride, Dr. Julianne Baer, agrees and says that nobody should be drinking the local water. According to Dr. Baer, vinyl chloride gets transported into homes via the groundwater. She says it comes out of the water into the air, and that's really the major route of toxicity for the liver. It comes through the air. While some argue that burning it resolved these issues, that seems to be false. Dioxins are the deadly toxins behind Agent Orange and DDT. They are generated when chlorinated chemicals, like vinyl chloride, burn. In fact, the exact reaction that happened in East Palestine when they decided to burn vinyl chloride and PVC pellets together was arguably the most efficient and deadly way of dispersing dioxins into the environment, and could equate to being one of the biggest chemical weapons attacks in history. Some are saying that tens of millions of lives could now be at risk. And that number will keep growing so long as humanity dismisses these attacks as coincidence and continues to do nothing. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Intel straight ahead on this live Sunday night edition. Please stay with us. Remember, you are the resistance. I didn't hide. You're the resistance. You blew the Death Star. You hurt the New World Order. We're going to win together. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And we are back on this live Sunday, the 26th of February, 2023 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Christy Lee and Owen Schroyer are coming up in Sunday Live. Owen will be co-hosting. We'll be coming up here in the next segment. But again, I cannot overstating you. We cover so many negatives. We put out what the globalists are doing. The people are aware of us. People understand how it works. But we've got to also take time to say, wow, we're really having some major victories here today. Now, that said, the enemy's tactic there is not just to blow up our infrastructure and shut it off and deindustrialize the Western world so the left can make us all poor and control us, and so the third world can't aspire to prosperity and the American idea of freedom and the Renaissance and the Great Awakening. That's their counter, is the Great Reset, the industrialization, total control. But we have to understand the Alex Joneses of the world and the Tucker Carlsons of the world. And I find no fault with that man. He's incredible. And now even more and more Elon Musk, but the Woody Harrelson's of the world, the Roseanne Barr's of the world. When they come out and put it all on the line and put their Weibos on the table, their eggs on the table, you've got to then realize that and champion them and understand they're going to be under attack. Because when they come out and tell the truth, when I come out and tell the truth, and I believe in you, you've got to believe in them. Even if Elon Musk isn't perfect, I don't even trust him. The point is, he's going in the right direction. He thinks humanity's going in the direction against the world order, so he's flipping sides because we're winning. George Washington, in the Six-Year War that started in 1776 to found this country, kicked off on July 4th, 1776, lost the first 5 years, every battle, except for Trenton, New Jersey, his sneak attack on the Hessians, the Germans. But he persevered, and at the end, one of our top generals, Benedict Arnold, flipped to the British the last year, thinking that America was going to lose, but he failed. So we need to look for their generals to flip to us, and when they flip to us, we don't trust them, we watch them, we track what they're doing. But as they do more and more, as they fight the New World Order, we give them more and more support. This is a war. You got to study how wars work. Now, that said, one of the most disgusting groups out there that's called me the worst person in the world that's on the George Soros payroll on record is the Young Turks. And Sink Yuger, or however he pronounces his name, they're named after the Armenian genocide, Gestapo, or Hitler Youth of Turkey. He constantly attacks me, constantly lies about me, constantly twists things. But he's also made bizarre statements in the past about if he was dictator of the world, he would legalize sex with animals to pleasure them. And I'm not going to make a claim like that without playing the clip. But this is the guy, and I can't play the whole hour-long show. In fact, I couldn't bring myself to watch it. I made the crew watch it. But they said stuff on there like, we should take his children. We should take his dog and his cat. We should destroy Alex Jones. That's all they've got, is picking out the leaders of the resistance and then saying, no holds barred, destroy them, sue them, find them in default, don't give them a jury trial, tell the jury they're already guilty, don't let the jury decide whether they're guilty. This is the type of beta test they're doing for InfoWars. So when you support us and you spread the word and you pray for us and you buy the products at InfoWars.com, it allows us to stand against the enemy in this key fight. Look, I could bow out now and know that I've given them some good licks. But, man, our best work, I know, is to come thanks to the glory of God. So here's I don't even want to play 4 minutes of this. That's how long it is. Here is St. Huger saying he wants to legalize sex with animals to pleasure them. And then the same guy then attacking me and saying all these horrible things about me on the show. And it really did happen last Thursday. I'm in a bankruptcy. Corporate bankruptcy for free speech to reorganize. Personal bankruptcy to show I don't have all these hidden tens of millions, hundreds of millions. It's all lies. And so the Justice Department can get involved when they want. And they have gotten involved. And I've already had some hearings with them. And so they'd said it'd be 30 minutes long. It was 3 hours long. That's why I went on the first hour of the show. Started at 9 a.m. Went from 9 to noon. And that was Thursday. And they kept bringing up my cat, asking how much it was worth. And I'm not into a fancy breed stuff. I'm not even a cat guy. But my daughter, when she was 3, wanted a cat. I thought, okay, let me Google. And it was true, actually, what Google said. That isn't controlled yet. You should Google like great answers. Now it doesn't. What is the smartest cat? What is the most dog-like cat? And all of them came up ragdolls. And then Joe Rogan, a good friend of mine, has ragdolls for many years. His wife's a big ragdoll person going back decades. He said, no, they're amazing cats. They're incredible. And I have to say I'm a dog guy. But, man, this cat is incredible. And he's amazing. Name's Mushu. My daughter named him. He's not named after the Disney character from Mulan, but she just named him Mushu. She liked that word. He's got a blanket she calls Gwee Gwee. She just comes up with funny names. Like you said, blanket. She has a blanket she loves, she sleeps with, called Gwee Gwee. She named the cat Mushu. So if you can name the cat, I want to name him Mushu. And so they want their – I must say the Sandy Hook families want Mushu. I'm saying the Justice Department just wants to harass me and bring up the cat. So this was the young turd's response to that, just to show that they have no limit. They want to be over the top. Here it is.
I believe that I am going – if I were the ruler, the benevolent dictator of the world, I would legalize bestiality where you are giving – you are pleasuring the animal.
Yeah, so I hope they take everything from him. And so this guy, I mean, get a load of this guy. He's like, well, oh my God, I can't believe they're trying to take all my stuff. I mean, I've got no money left. I don't know what they're trying to take. They're trying to take my cat. But I got to spend $100,000 a month. I mean, that's the bare minimum. Really? $100,000 a month. Now think about it, guys. That's post taxes, right? So that's 1.2 million post taxes per year. That means tax. Pre-taxes, he's making $2 to $2.5 million that he's in. And so, and he's like, this is next level.
Pause. Guys, hit pause. Back it up. I'll play some of the next segment bring Owen in. Do you understand if you read the bankruptcy filings? I'm paying $100,000 a month in lawyer's fees. We've told the court we can't pay these. The court believed early on that I have hundreds of millions of dollars. Now they know that's not true because of the fake filings that the other side put in. That I made $60 million in 2021. Total lie. Total lie. Made like less than $1.5 million, which was paid to lawyers. I am living on like $20,000 a month. I'm living great. I don't need a bunch of money. I don't care. I got a car. I got a house. I don't care about that. The trees all fall in my house. You got to pay $10,000 to have them cut up during the ice storm. That's a problem. But the point is that they know the judge ruled that I'm supposed to pay 40% of free speech legal fees. Dozens of lawsuits, multiple bankruptcies, and then the court has appointed two different outside groups that are paid $400,000 and $600,000 respectively just during the bankruptcy for auditing me. So I'm not just audited by the outside groups that I come that audit me, not normal bankruptcy. I'm being audited by the Justice Department, who does it separately, and then by two other groups. So four groups, the private group I hired to do it, that's highly respected. The Justice Department, and then two other groups. So that's where the money's going. People say, well, I want to pay that to them. Well, it's a war to keep us on air. It's not a problem. That's why you buy the products, you support us, so we put in the budget. Well, here's what my legal fees are, and we're filing this stuff telling the judge, hey, Mitchell Jones needs more money. He's fighting multiple appeals. He's fighting involving multiple bankruptcies, and then they sit there with these headlines. Jones makes $100,000 a month. Well, I mean, Tucker Carlson makes $500,000 a month. If I was, that'd be great. But I'm not. It's all eyes, ladies and gentlemen. Am I trying to make money making you take a Moderna or a Pfizer shot? Am I trying to enslave you? Am I trying to have drag queen story time with your kids? Am I trying to ship fentanyl in? Am I broken borders? But the point is I never did all this for money. I did this to fight the new world order, but I built an infrastructure. And then as you get bigger and bigger and attacked, you need money. Take Trump. He's got hundreds of lawsuits against him. Reportedly, he spent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars just in the last 2 years since he was kicked out of office through fraud on these. And he has billions they want from him in multiple billion-dollar lawsuits for challenging election fraud. So, no, I'm not Rupert Murdoch, folks. I don't have millions of dollars. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the products. It's back in stock. Prebiotic fiber, so good for your whole body. InfoWarsStore.com. But I want to finish this when we come back. Then Owen Shore is going to come in. But this, and Christy Lee as well, but this is just insane how they misrepresent to you and how they lie to you in between talking about how he wants to legalize pleasuring animals. He was dictator of the world. First thing, don't cure hunger. First thing, don't stop war. No, pleasure animals. A dude that wants to pleasure.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
So again, ladies and gentlemen, if you look at the attacks from ABC News, New York Times, Washington Post, BBC, the Young Turks, it's all don't give money to Alex Jones. And we need to sue Tucker Carlson. We need to sue Fox News. We need to shut them down. They want money. They're bad. Don't give them money. Because if people support local businesses and independent media and patriots that are fighting for the future, we're going to win. That's why they want a universal basic income. That's why they want the social credit score to penalize you for your support of freedom. Because if you ever just did that, 1% of our incredible listeners ever buy product. We've got the numbers. Maybe like 10% share the articles and videos. What if 50% of you decide to share articles and videos? What if 2% of you decide to buy products? We could have expanded stuff. We could have more reporters. We'd be 24 hours a day live. We'd have everywhere. And I want to say something else to my enemies that want to shut me down. I have a great crew, the best crew I've ever had at InfoWars. They're incredible. We have over 65 employees. If they're able to shut down InfoWars, I can go and I have some big offers with a crew, do my own show and not be censored, and we'll still reach a lot of people. But I'm loyal to this crew, and I don't want the enemy to be able to shut us down. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and realize that the Young Turds do not want you to spend money with us. We have great products you need. Ultimate Bone Broth, Vitamineral Fusion, Super Mineral Vitality, the great natural healthy brain boost we've got with BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're so mad. WorldNet Daily about 10 years ago sued and got the Clinton library documents they were suppressing. And when they first got in office in 1993, they were obsessed with killing independent conservative media that was putting out VHS tapes exposing the deep state, the Clintons, the New World Order. And they said, if they create an economy of books and films, it's popular in America, it will defeat us. We've got to shut it down. Then Fox News started and Limbaugh, they weren't perfect. They were light. But then the hardcore came. And now we've taken over the debate and we're winning. And they admit that at Media Matters and toward Soros and their leaked documents. And, oh, my God, Alex Jones is the mainstream. We're going to lose if this keeps happening. We've got to destroy him. But you saw through the attacks. You saw through the lies. And now a guy that fantasizes about being a dictator so he can pleasure animals. He's named after an Islamic genocide group against Armenian Christians. Literally is up there lying about me and then saying he hopes I lose everything. Let's finish the clip.
Well, I hope they take everything from him. And so this guy, I mean, get a load of this guy. He's like, well, oh, my God, I can't believe they're trying to take all my stuff. I mean, I've got no money left. I don't know what they're trying to take. They're trying to take my cat. But I got to spend $100,000 a month. I mean, that's the bare minimum. Really? $100,000 a month. Now think about it, guys. That's post-taxes, right? So that's $1.2 million post-taxes per year. That means tax pre-taxes, he's making $2.5 million, right? And he's like, this is next-level harassment. I mean, to not let me spend millions of dollars and have this Mushu or Mr. Bigglesworth or whatever the cat's name is. This is next level harassment. I mean, when one of the families of the murdered children had to move six different times because lunatic Alex Jones fans kept going up to them and threatening them because they knew that they were crisis actors and their kids didn't exist. I mean, that is a minor miracle. No one got hurt in that situation. And that's why he owes all this money, because he lied and lied. And you saw the tapes. Oh, I did deep research and all my research and all the facts lead to. And now he says, oh, by the way, in court, if you're an Alex Jones fan, you're a total sucker. He says in court, oh, no, I don't believe that. He lies to you. That's his business model, man. And by the way, you know what he lists? This is a hilarious little snippet here. When I had to list what he does for a living, Jones listed himself as a media personality and
dietary supplemental supplement sales person. Because that is how he makes his money.
Yeah, that's not a lie.
Yeah, that's so.
Hit pause, Ian. Hit pause. My lawyers filled that out. I'm a populist leader that uses media to reach the people. So again, listen to these lies. The judges found me guilty and then let the juries hear a bunch of people say whatever they wanted, that I went and told people to pee on their graves. No video, no emails, no proof. But this is their model. This is their model, ladies and gentlemen. It's incredible. And I didn't say, oh, I'd never believe that. I said I looked at both sides of it, and it was a big debate on the internet. So, again, all misrepresentation from a guy that literally, it's kind of creepy. I mean, he wants to pleasure animals as a dictator, and now he wants my cat. Here he is.
Could have been a little bit more honest. The dietary supplements come in, I think, second. Number one is the penis pills, I think, that he sells. So he's a penis pill salesman. That's who he is.
Let's hit pause again. You got Sink, who's a big Pfizer recipient, I believe. Pfizer money that makes Viagra. We have natural herbs that I've taken. I've taken both that I believe in working well. I don't really need the help, but it's kind of fun. I mean, let's be honest. You know, I'm married here. I'm a man. But again, oh, I'm bad. I'm selling herbs. What does Whole Foods sell? Let's continue.
And a bunch of knuckleheads are going around going, oh, no, the penis pill salesman did a lot of research. And so let's go harass.
Hold on. Hit pause again. Does the penis pill salesman talk about, hey, he wants to pleasure animals? Because I'm not selling supermodel vitality, which isn't just about sex. It's about libido, energy, stamina, great herbs, feeling good, feeling young. I mean, but this is not for animals, brother. Continue.
The poor parents of kids who were murdered, and now we're going to cry about your cat? No sympathy for you. None. I hope they take everything: your cat, your dog, your house, everything. And by the way, the guy's also like trying to hide the money in 1,000 different ways, shoveling it to his parents, et cetera. And then going, oh, my dad, what will I do without Mr. Bigglesworth? He's $2,000.
I believe that I am going, if I were the ruler, the benevolent dictator of the world, I would legalize bestiality where you are giving. You are pleasuring the animal. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Why? Why did that happen? It's the dumbest thing I've
said. It really is the dumbest thing you've said.
No. I'll tell you why. Because, like, so there's, like, was the case that we covered where there was, like, a guy or a girl or something that was pleasuring a horse, and the horse came to a conclusion, right? So who got harmed?
You know that people who are, okay, look, not to be a downer.
That's enough. Shut it down. It's the rape of an animal. It's satanic. It's evil. It's sick. But let's talk about my parents. I never really told the story. My dad was managing over 100 dental offices 12 years ago. And the hardest working man I've ever known in my life. Smartest person I've ever known. And my mother never even really knew this. But my dad had a heart attack. And he was going to have heart surgery in Dallas. Other stuff went on. And I said, Dad, you've been involved getting stuff approved by the FDA. You're a great manager. Will you come to work with me and set up a supplement company? Because I want you to not kill yourself. And he took the job and he did it. And I'm not shoveling money to my parents. My dad owns a supplement company. We send the money to him. He buys the supplements and comes back. And my dad makes like $400,000 a year. It's true. Because he's making $1 million a year where he was killing himself. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I saved my dad. You did a great job, by the way. So, F you, Mr. Have Sex with the Animals and Burn in Hell. You're damn right. I've worked with my family. My dad did a great job. He's done a great job. And that's where we're at. And you people are sick. It's the Justice Department in a meeting asking about my cat and saying they may want to take my daughter's cat. It's a gift. They know. It's my daughter's cat. That's how sick they are. They want to normalize that. They want your kids. They want your money.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder it and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I was faced in Connecticut and Texas by weaponized Democratic Party judiciaries. To know that Austin, Texas, and places like Washington, D.C., and Connecticut are the very worst jurisdictions in the country for weaponized systems. You all know about that. Still on air because of your support. You hear how angry they are that we're more popular than ever. We're only here because of you. So commit to go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy a great product, click on the support button, make a $5, $10, $20 donation, do it one time, do it recurring. But no, you want somebody to fight for you. We are doing it. We are doing everything we can, and we have great products you need. But the way they misrepresent everything in the media, the way they attack everything, this cat thing has totally blown up their face. It was the number one story over the weekend. According to a bunch of, different systems, Twitter, you name it, because people are really understanding what this is really really, really all about, ladies and gentlemen. And they are very, very upset about it, and they understand that this is an attack on you. The attacks on me are an attack on you. They're an attack on us all. And so the bulwark, the fight, the main battleground is InfoWars, and their globalist decision to try to shut us down and break our will is a beta test for you and your family. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. I need, my God, we're barely making it right now, barely beating them, barely getting the funding we need. We need more funds. I want to send folks to Bilderberg coming up in May. I want to, or late June, early May. I want to go to the Davos group. I want to do what we used to do. But I don't have the funds for that. And so I need the funds to prosecute this war. And you're seeing big victory right now. You're seeing everything we've talked about become the main debate, become the real discussion. New World Order versus humanity. Great Reset versus the Great Awakening. It's here. And InfoWars is right at the heart of it because you're at the heart of it. You kept the show on air. You prayed for the show. You spread the word about the show. I see you guys on Instagram and Twitter and Google and everywhere promoting the links to support them. They're exploding everywhere. You're doing it. You get the credit. You get saluted. And it's not about kissing your ass. I need you to know you are just as important or more important than I am. Now, Owen came in tonight. I was just going to do an hour of business and family. I need to go see, but I'll be doing the shows throughout the week. But the point is that Owen came in here. Chrissy Lee's coming up next hour. But Owen came in tonight with a whole show prepared. So much to cover, but I had so much to get to. And this announcement that we really crossed the Rubicon over a year ago, I told you the shot was defeated and in deep trouble. We had to keep pushing. And now the chain reactions happen with all these prominent people coming out against the New World Order. This is what victory looks like. It's what victory smells like. But now we've got to press the attack all the way to ensure the victory. Owen Troyer, one of the great InfoWars crew that I love so much, that I appreciate so much. What do you make of the enemy so blind, so tone deaf that they are just pushing and pushing? This cat thing is really blown up in their face.
Well, watching that segment, the new one, where Cenk Uygur is telling you who he is. And remember, it was Anna Navarro on The View, Alex, not so long ago with pretty much the same diatribe. I want him crushed. I want him annihilated. I want his life destroyed. He must go down. I mean, this is who they are. This is the essence of authoritarianism.
I want him stopped. I want him silenced. I want him shut down. That means you, the American people. When they say me, they see me as you because I am standing for you.
I mean, you scratch a liberal, you get a fascist real quick. And so it's nice to see. It's nice to see the Young Turks showing their audience who they really are. It's nice to have the left show us who they really are, Alex. And they try to hide behind all these flags and rainbow this and pride that and Black Lives Matter. But no, at the end of the day, that's who they really are. They want to destroy you. They want to run your life. And they get off on it. And they get off on watching that. I don't want Cenk Uygur's life destroyed. I don't want his crew's life destroyed. I disagree with their politics and ideology. I'd gladly debate him until the end of time.
We do want to protect animals from him. Like he's saying, he wants my cat. And I'm not saying he wants to have sex with my cat, but I hope he doesn't think some dictator gives an order that my cat gets pleasured by him.
Yeah, I mean, that's some of the greatest unintentional comedy of all time is him getting called out by his own crew like, hey, Cenk, you might want to stop. You're talking about pleasuring animals there, weirdo. Maybe this is time to pump the brakes. But aside from bursting out laughing at that every time I play it, I wish that we'd hear
by the way, I'm into pleasuring animals by petting them and giving them a bowl of food and playing with them with a toy. I don't look at like a donkey or a horse at my parents' ranch and go, I want to have sex with that. Or my cat go, well, let me, you know, have sex with a cat here.
Hey, don't try to channel the mind of Cenk Uygur now, all right? You know, you're going into a dark place now, Alex, all right? You don't want to try to get in his mind. It's a very devious.
Do you think he got excited? Do you think he got excited by seeing the cat?
Well, I mean, Alex, you were pleasuring the cat. You were petting the cat and rubbing the cat's belly. It was letting out some purrs.
That's like Viagra for him, to like see animals. Like
yeah, that. So that he might actually, we might need to check his hard drive. He might have downloaded that video and putting it on a separate hard drive for his own little personal time. I don't think that he, but you know what's sick about it though, Alex, again, aside from the intentional comedy, he's just, it, you know, it hurts me that he lies. you know, I care about you. You're my friend. And to just have him go on air and just lie about you like that and lie about the situation, it's just sick. These are sick people. But, you know, on your second point, which is the more important point, Alex, the awakening is truly on. And I was at the Austin FC soccer game last night. And, you know, they bring all the New World Order stuff to these sporting events. So everything's cashless now. So you can't bring cash. You're not going to have any cash.
Oh, by the way, the airports everywhere. People got to stand up against this, folks.
And they do the digital tickets. So you can't have a hard copy of a ticket. So everything's digital. But they got a new thing. And I've never seen this before, Alex. And this was wild. Where to go in, it's basically like a little market, but it's a concession at the game. You flash the chip on your card, and it lets you in like you were getting on the subway. It lifts an arm, and then you can go in. And then somehow these computers in this little market at the game can track and trace what you do and what you grab out of the fridge, and then you walk out, and it charges you. You don't even have to scan anything, nothing. And I'm
That's
sitting there.
The social credit store of China. So I hope you shot footage of this. We should go to this and make a.
Well, I will.
This is the enemy. This is their attack plan to shut down. Because then once they have that, no other economy, not Amish farmers, not a small auto parts store, not a small auto mechanic, not a small private school, everything will be shut down under this and will be under the control of these dictators that want to have sex with our animals.
Yeah, I'll gladly go back and film that, but it was crazy, Alex. So it happened, and I stopped, and I was like, oh, this is...
Where did you go? I want you to go this week. Is this happening all the time?
They just had their first game last night, and so it was the first time I'd ever seen it. The Austin soccer team, it's an MLS Major League Soccer team here in Austin. It was their first game last
symbols
night.
Symbol's a green tree.
Yeah, the tree.
Yeah, so hundreds of millions to promote that. And now they're get on a plane, go through TSA, be searched, borders wide open. All of it is slave training. All of it is, you can have your job, you can get in your car, just take a shot. It's all about seeing what we will put up with to get through these control mechanisms. That's huge. I want you to go. I want you to do a report on this, Owen. This is huge. I'll go with you.
Yes, boss. You should come with me. We would have a great time, actually.
I got Drew right here with me. We're going to the next soccer game.
It's on.
No more BS in the field.
And, Alex, I'm telling you. And so when they do it, and when I slid my chip in and the thing lifted up, I go, this is the future, isn't it? This is what they want. They want to put a microchip in us, don't they? And everyone around was kind of like, yeah, that's where this is going. Even the guy that was running it was like, yeah, I know, nobody likes it. So they're rolling it out.
And
they're fast tracking.
Amazon's doing it. They own Whole Foods. They're doing it. It's the airports do it. It's just the new technology. No, it's about total control and nobody else can spend money. No other businesses available. During the lockdowns, only big corporate stores you can shop at. Stop supporting the big corporations, folks. You got to do it sometime. It's fine. Nobody's judging you. I do it too. But try to support mom and pops. Support. I get Amish milk every week. It's so good. It's real milk. Everything else was fake milk, homogenized, boiled sludge for your heart. Real milk is so good for your body. It's a probiotic. We have got to build our new economy, build our new world with our decisions now. We're not down the rat hole like China yet. We've got to do it now. And that's why people got to support InfoWarsStore.com. They got to say to Sink, who's so mad at the young turds that we're getting funding, and say, no, I'm going to go make a donation to InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to get a product there. I'm going to keep my iron. Oh, and you're going to go ahead and take over here. We love you, you and Christy Lee. Appreciate the crew. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Upper Harris.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, that have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Fizzy Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, something you're not going to hear about from your American news media, and that's an anti-war, anti-NATO protest that happened in France over the weekend. If you guys just want to roll clip two without the audio, it's fine. But massive turnout in France against the war. Massive turnout in France against NATO. And so the story is, and the French are known for protesting. They have a very long tradition with protesting, as you're aware, even in recent history. And so they're out in force. Now, the same day with mainstream media promotion and the same propaganda machine that you see here, they had a pro-Ukraine rally and nobody attended it. Everybody went to the anti-war, anti-NATO march. But see, you don't hear about that. Joe Biden goes to Poland, where they're foaming at the mouth for war with Russia, like some old beef from the Soviet Union that they can't let go of. And so Biden goes to Poland, where they have the tens of thousands in the streets screaming. And even they were a little shocked at some of the stuff he was saying. Even they were kind of like, whoa, you could hear it in the crowd at times. But no, the truth of the matter is, outside of Poland, there's not much support for the war in Ukraine, or rather the war against Russia. But they won't play you, the tens of thousands in the street in France, against NATO. And we should be doing the same thing. And we've had a couple peace rallies that we've promoted. Now, you won't get politicians really promoting it. You don't get the Republican or the Democrat Party involved. And we know why that is. But we should be doing our own massive demonstrations against NATO. We should be doing our own massive demonstrations against this war. And Zelensky has seemingly just gone completely mad. Zelensky has seemingly just gone completely insane. And I guess at this point, anybody supporting a war against Russia in Ukraine that could end in a nuclear conflict or even a World War III thermonuclear war situation, anybody at this point that's moving towards that scenario is completely psychotic. And so here is Zelensky. This is his new talking point, saying you need to support the war in Ukraine or it will lead to World War III. And this is what the pro-war stance is. This is what the pro-war talking point is. We have to stop Russia in Ukraine to stop World War III. Now, I'll get into the logic or lack thereof when it comes to that belief. But here's Zelensky saying we have to continue to support Ukraine to stop war in clip one.
Those political leaders need to be responsible and cautious because people are looking at them. Who wants a third world war? Would anyone risk? Would anyone be willing to accept that risk? The U.S. is never going to give up on the NATO member states. If it happens so that Ukraine, due to various opinions and weakening and depleting of assistance, loses, Russia is going to enter Baltic states, NATO member states, and then the U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way as we are sending their sons and daughters to war, and they will have to fight because it's NATO that we're talking about, and they will be dying, God forbid, because it's a horrible thing.
Now, I don't believe one word of that, but let's try to understand this logic, because it's not just Zelensky saying this. This is the logic for supporting the war. If we don't stop Russia in Ukraine, then we're going to have World War III. Well, let's say we don't stop Russia in Ukraine. What is the scenario? Okay, well, I guess the fear would be Russia takes over Ukraine. Ukraine essentially falls. And it either becomes Russia, annexed by Russia. Okay. Now, Ukraine is not a NATO country. So that's why Zelensky has to say, if Ukraine falls, you'll fall next. So how about this? We can have a line in the sand, which is what it's already supposed to be. If Russia goes into a NATO country, or if Russia expands into an EU country, even past Ukraine, well then, okay, then maybe we'll talk about funding these wars and getting involved. But maybe that wouldn't happen. Maybe Putin just wants to have a pro-Ukraine regime, a pro-Russia regime in Ukraine. Or maybe Putin doesn't like the way Ukraine is going, with the influence from the West and the bribery and the shakedowns and the blackmail and the bio labs and the money laundering, and just wants to stop it. Either way, I don't see how that starts World War III. I don't see how Ukraine falling starts World War III. I don't see why that should impact us at all. Should I feel bad for the Ukrainian people? Perhaps. Perhaps. Will there be refugees? Will there be fallout? Will there be death? Yeah, it's not good. The situation's obviously not good. I'm not claiming it is, but no, I don't think if Ukraine falls, that leads to World War III. No. No, I'm just not buying that logic. And I don't think Russia or Putin is that aggressive to do anything past Ukraine. I think they want Zelensky out. I think they want to clean it up from Western influence. and they want to make sure it doesn't become a NATO nation. And you might not think, or you might think that's all good. You might think that's all bad. Either way, if it happens, I don't think it leads to World War III. But that's what they're telling you. And of course they are. Hundreds of billions of dollars going to Ukraine. Where do you think that money's going? Here's Treasury Secretary. This is after Joe Biden. By the way, the numbers are not even consistent. You can try to add it up and look at all the reporting. The guesses are 100 billion to 150 billion that has been sent to Ukraine in the last year. It's the year anniversary since Russia went in. So you're talking about 100 to 150 billion. Joe Biden just went over there, cut a $500 million check. Now there's new reports that there's going to be another $2 billion, another $10 billion. And here's Janet Yellen making that request, saying we need more assistance, more money to the IMF. Clip three.
Economic assistance is making Ukraine's resistance possible by supporting the home front, funding critical public services, and helping keep the government running. In the coming months, we expect to provide around $10 billion in additional economic support for Ukraine. Putin himself thought he would achieve a victory at minimal cost, in the words of CIA Director Bill Burns. 1 year later, Putin's war has been a strategic failure for the Kremlin. Ukraine still stands.
I love this. Putin's losing. Putin's a failure, so we need more money. Huh, sounds like you're losing. You keep coming back to us for more money. You keep coming back to us for more weapons, more equipment, more support. That doesn't sound like winning to me. Interesting. Funny how that works. So they don't even, nobody even knows the numbers. I've seen $2 billion, $5 billion, $10 billion is what she just said. I've seen $15 billion reported. It's just a damn slot machine. It's just a damn slot machine. Now, it all reminds me, though, for a little comic relief as we exit the Alex Jones Show, it all reminds me of a great Seinfeld episode. You remember this classic?
Oh, stop stalling. Come on.
I can't think. It's all this noise.
Or is it because I've built a stronghold around Greenland? I've driven you out of Western Europe? And I've left you teetering on the brink of complete annihilation?
I'm not beaten yet. I still have armies in the Ukraine.
The Ukraine. You know what the Ukraine is? It's a sitting duck. A road, Apple Newman. The Ukraine is weak. It's feeble. I think it's time to put the hurt on the Ukraine.
I come from Ukraine. You not say Ukraine weak?
Yeah, well, we're playing a game here, pal.
Ukraine is game to you. How about I take a little Boris?
Oh, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, InfoWarsStore.com, coupon code SAVEMUSHU for 10% off at checkout.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.